So now I'm going to turn to David Scher, Compensation and Benefits Manager at Old Mutual. So welcome, David. And firstly, I guess it's always good to have context. So for anyone not aware of Old Mutual, could you share with us, please, a little about your organization?
Thank you, Chris. Old Mutual is an international investment savings, insurance and banking group. We have 66,000 employees worldwide. And the study was centered on our London headquarters, which has 200 to 250 professionals.
Great, thank you. So that's insight there into the sort of business that we're actually talking about here. And as a repeat participant in Britain's Healthiest Workplace, you've had the benefit of being able to track the health of your organization over time. You've actually made some material gains between years, and you've seen significant improvements in a range of areas from what was already a strong base. So alcohol consumption's down, those with a healthy BMI range have increased, and you've seen those within the healthy range for physical activity increase too. So I guess the question must be, what did you do over the course of 2014 that actually led to those improvements for 2015, and how did participating in Britain's Healthiest Workplace help you?
Well, one of the things we did was we partnered with a nutritionist and ran a three-month program called Eating for Energy. This was timed to run over our year-end reporting cycle, and we did it as a way of supporting staff. We also looked at balancing food and snack choices in our canteen and vending machines. And I think what we tried to do was get a lot of people to think about small ways in which to improve their health through participating in the program. During the program, we sort of kept promoting the idea that individuals explore just one idea further, either from each of the sessions or overall. And I guess, as everyone knows, health and well-being is a long-term commitment. So each year we look at building on what we've done. Sometimes this can involve new initiatives, but it can also be just looking at how we make our employees get the most out of what we already provide, which is valuable in itself.
Mm-hmm. And that's often the case where we hear organizations who already have strong provision actually around getting that that impact and the take-up that's required. And a further area of real strength actually for Old Mutual is around your employees' motivation to change. So 59% of your people were motivated to improve their BMI, and people on the call, that's well ahead of the 48% for the average. How do you go about creating that motivation in your employees?
Well, I think we were, of course, really, really thrilled about doing so well in our first year, and I'm sure that the other panelists will agree that this is very likely to have introduced a competitive element. And nobody shies away from competition, particularly if they're competing against themselves, which, when you're looking at health, you really are. Ultimately, though, I think we believe health and well-being can only be effective where it's owned by everyone. And many of our health and well-being initiatives result from direct suggestions by staff, and we find that that's sort of an excellent way of achieving buy-in. Also, our programs are voluntary, so people who participate rarely want to be getting involved, and we try and engage as wide a group as possible through offering a range of initiatives, and you know, sometimes initiatives can, or participation can be active participation or support. So it provides a range for people to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Great, so it's about making it accessible. But that's not without its difficulties. So on a very practical level, your people tend to have a relatively long commute, and we often hear about time scarcity as being a reason to live unhealthy lives. And yet 60% of your employees actually felt supported by their employer to live an active lifestyle. And for context, again, that's against a survey average of 35%. So how do you manage that ethos of living a healthy life and balance that with demands of running a business such as yours?
I'll answer it in two parts, Chris. I mean, the first part, physical health and well-being initiatives have always worked really well for us. And for that reason, we sort of look at offering specialist and inclusive events. So examples would be of the specialist variety would be entering teams into marathons. More inclusive events would be things like the JP Morgan Chase, where people can support or run or walk. or just enjoy the refreshments afterwards. And, you know, added to that, we do other things like sponsoring team challenges, particularly charity event-based events. We match charity donations. And that's actually become quite an important factor for us, because individuals will always connect the dots of what you're doing on health and well-being. And for us, social responsibility is an important part of that. And by kind of joining these two areas together, it's worked well for our staff. One of the other things we do is in our building we have lockers, showers, and bicycle racks. And that means that individuals can exercise during the lunch hour. Through flexible working, we can do this also at the beginning or at the end of the day. And that we find has been really helpful. Other things have included having taster sessions or introductory sessions on things like mindfulness. And I suppose it's also for us trying to think of health and well-being in a sort of a wider context, for example, including financial health and well-being. Everyone knows that, you know, if your finances aren't in a good place, then ultimately that can also affect your health. So I guess I've tried to touch on a few areas. It's not just about the sort of physical health and well-being for us. The other thing, I guess, is to say you don't need a big budget to do a lot. You can try a number of initiatives. Some will work, others won't. But even the ones that don't work are great learning opportunities. You know, even if it's only to understand what sorts of individuals like what or what events work for a company. The other thing I'd say is, you know, getting involved with the Healthiest Workplace is a really great way to engage people and get them to not only find out more about their health, but the information that the company gets from this is really, really invaluable in helping you plan initiatives or just sort of benchmark where you are on that journey to, you know, helping support and improve health and well-being in the workplace.
And a number of issues that you've touched on, but actually making initiatives accessible to people, so having a range of different initiatives and actually having enough variance so that individuals can choose what's right for them certainly comes through, and particularly that link back to the organisation's values and the corporate social responsibility agenda, that's coming through loud and clear as well, which is really, really powerful. So, Fernando, thank you.